శ్రీమాన్ ఆవిర్భూత్ భూమౌ రామానుజ దివాకరః తస్మై రామానుజాధ్యాయ నమః పరమయోగినే యశ్రుతి స్మృతి సూత్రాణాం అంతర్జ్వరం అశీషమతు. I'm quite happy to be amongst the devotees of Ramanuja today. And we are here to spend some time and enrich ourselves with the happenings in the life history of Swami Ramanuja. Let me first introduce to you the reason behind the birth of that holy saint. He was born in a small village called Sri Perumbudur near Chennai. And he was born in 1017 AD. He lived a peaceful life for 120 years. The Shastras bless every human being with 100 and more years. He blesses us Sata Yuruvai Purusha. As a Purusha, as a human being, you are eligible to live for more than 100 years. Even though Shastras mention us 100, Satayuhu, this 100 in fact would mean 120. The reason is the Kala Chakra which rotates and the Rashi Chakra. Out of the 12 Rashis, if I spend 10 years in each Rashi, they count to 120. So, if a person had lived a full life, it would mean it's of 120 years. So, Ramanuja, he completed his whole cycle in one birth. And Ramanuja's birth in Kali Yuga was a continuation of his earlier births in the earlier three Yugas. Anantaha Prathamam Rupam లక్ష్మణస్తు తతపరం తృతీయ బలభద్రస్తు కలౌ రామానుజస్తదా. ఇన్ ద ఫస్ట్ యుగ కాల్డ్ అస్ కృత యుగ ఆదిశేష ద డివైన్ కౌచ్ ద సర్పెంట్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమన్నారాయణ హీ సర్వ్డ్ హిస్ లార్డ్ యాజ్ ఆదిశేష అనంత ప్రథమం రూప. ఇన్ ద సెకండ్ యుగ హీ అస్యూమ్డ్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ లక్ష్మణ Adishesha incarnated as Lakshmana and served his elder brother Rama. Lakshmanastu tatappara. Tritiyaha balabhadrastu. Again Adishesha in the third yuga incarnated as Balarama, but now for a change as the elder brother of Krishna. In the second yuga he was younger to Rama. In the third yuga he was elder to Krishna, which proves that whether you are elder or younger to your Lord, you remain to be His servant. Whether you are younger or elder to Him, that makes no difference. You need to be His servant. Just because Dasharatha was the father of Rama, he can't claim to be the master of Rama. Always the Almighty would be the Lord. I need to be His servant. So that was proved by this difference between Lakshmana and Balarama. Lastly, Bhagavan thought, in fact, there was not much requirement for Adishesha in Treta Yuga and Dwapara Yuga when compared with Kali Yuga. His requirement, he was more needed in Kali Yuga, as our intelligence, our power to work, our inclination, our dedication, they all deteriorate. They all decline by the passage of time. Even Krishna, in the beginning verses of Gita's 4th chapter, he says, Avaram bhavato janma paranjanma vivasvataha takametat vijaniyam tvamadav proktavaniti ikshvakuhu manu rikshvakave bravit vivasvan manave praha manu rikshvakave bravit. O Arjuna, I preached the same karma yoga 28 chaturyugams back to Vivasvan Surya. Surya in turn preached to his son Vivasvan Manave Praha to Manu. Manu in turn preached to Ikshvaku. So it was all quite old. It's ancient. It's powerful. But still, since long years have passed, karma yoga deteriorated. I have reincarnated to rejuvenate the same karma yoga which I had preached 28 chaturvidhams back. So, if something that is preached by as powerful a person like Shivan Narayana, if that can deteriorate, anything in this world can deteriorate. So, all the values in our system, in our society deteriorated. Bhagavan decided for last, let me, in Kali Yuga, order my servant Adishesha to go and incarnate at Sri Perumbudur. Thus, Adishesha incarnated as Swami Ramanuja. But now, since you need more power in Kali Yuga to set right the systems, the power of Adishesha alone would not be enough. So, Bhagavan also thought, let me bestow the power of all my five divine weapons on the same soul. So, Ramanuja, he took birth as an incarnation of Adishesha, blessed by all the five weapons. So, we call him as Panchayuga Avatara as well as Adishesha Avatara. So, Ramanuja represents Adishesha. He represents all the five divine weapons. Why did he require so much of power? Was it required? What did he achieve by having all those powers in this mundane material world? And that's what we would like to deal today. When Ramanuja was born, as I told you, it was 1017 AD. He lived for 120 years till 1137 AD. Punyam Bhoja Vikasaya Papat Bhanta Kshayayacha. He was born to Keshava Somayaji. His father's name was Keshava Somayaji. Somayaji would refer to a person who has performed many yagas, many yajnas. Somayaji, Vajapeyi. Vajapeyi is a particular type of yajna. One who performs it becomes a Vajapeyi. A Somayaji, one who has performed Somayaga, is a Somayaji. So Ramanuja's father was born in a Brahmana Varna. He was a Somayaji. He came in pilgrimage to Triplikeni, Tiruvallikeni in Chennai. He pleaded to Lord Venkata Krishna. Venkata Krishna, the Utsavamurti is Parthasarathi. Moolamurti, the place is in the banks of Kairavani Pushkarani. There is a small pond in the seashore of Marina Beach. In the seashore, you find a small pond known as Kairavani Pushkarani. And Kairavani Pushkarani is the pond referred to even in the Puranas. So Keshava Somayaji came to Kairavani Pushkarani. He took a holy dip, went to Lord Venkata Krishna and pleaded to him to bless him with a child. For long, Keshava Somayaji was denied the pleasure of a child. So he went, he worshipped Lord Venkata Krishna. He is even today known as Venkata Krishna because he is the blend of Krishna, the incarnation of Srimad Narayana, and Lord Venkatesa. Venkata Krishna is a blend of both. There was one king by name Sumati. He went to Lord Venkatesa and requested to him, I had the opportunity of having your darshan with four arms. I am happy. But I would like to have the Deshayan darshan with two arms. I don't want to look at you with four. Can you come and give, bless me with your divine form as Gitacharya? Gitacharya, Bhagavan had only two arms. So thus, on the request of Sumati, Venkatesa said, I cannot change the form here now. If you want, go and worship me at Tiruvallikeni near Kairavani Pushkarani. You will be blessed. You will be satisfied. So there Sumati came back to Tiruvallikeni. He was worshipping the Lord, waiting for long. The Lord finally descended. He blended himself, Venkatesha, the four-armed deity, with Gitacharya, the incarnation deity. The blend of both is even today known as Lord Venkata Krishna. So this Keshava Somayaji went to Venkata Krishna, pleaded to him, and Venkata Krishna assured him that I will be born to you. So there is a third ramification now. First one was Adishesha, then on the five divine weapons, not only all the servants of the Lord himself too decided to descend as Swami Ramanuja. So Ramanuja is none other than Parthasarathi, none other than Venkata Krishna, as it's popularly believed in Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. I can tell you one instance that happens even today at Triplikeni. When the annual festival, the annual birthdays of all the Alvas and Acharyas are celebrated, it's a practice, it's a custom for the Utsava deity to grace that occasion. Poiki Alvar, his annual birthday, Aishpashir Thiruvonam. Partha Sarathi will come there. He will grace the occasion. There is one big hall known as Thiruvai Mani Mandapa. For every one of all these annual festivals, the Alvar or the Acharya would be seated there. Partha Sarathi would come in procession. They will recite all the 4,000 devotional hymns. Shatumarai. It's known as Shatumarai. Then you have a prasadam. Except for Ramanujar Thirunakshatra. On the birthday, annual birthday, which is Chitrayil Shaiya Thiruvagare, Chitraman Ardhara star. On that star, when Partha Sarathi is kind enough to grace all other birthdays, he is not kind enough to grace the birthday of Ramanuja. He never visits that place at all. Why so? Because he cannot bless his own birthday. That's the reason even today, he never visits that Thiruvayamuli Mandapa. So, hagiology. Our ITKM, it's even, the custom is held today that Partha Sarathi will not grace that annual festival, which proves that he himself incarnated as Ramanuja. But for this, he could have easily come even on that day. He comes for Nammalvar Shatumare. He is there for Manavala Mamanika Shatumare. He is there for all others except Swami Ramanuja's birthday. So it proves the fact that Partha Sarathi himself, along with Adishesha, along with the five divine weapons, they all incarnated in Sriparumbudur in 1017 AD. The reason was Punyam Bhoja Vikasaya, Papat Vanta Kshayayacha. When sun rises in the morning, our darkness is driven away. But our internal darkness, which is ignorance, Ajnana, cannot be driven away by Surya. You need some more powerful Surya. Punyam Bhoja Vikasaya. And once that Surya rises, there are many things that happen on earth. Darkness is driven away. All the lotuses start to blossom. There are two effects. When sun rises, darkness is driven away and lotuses start to blossom. This lotus is not a lotus in the pond. This lotus is your jnana. The jivatma himself is a lotus. And his jnana has to blossom. And this lotus always expects the Lord, who is the Surya Mandala Madhyavarti Narayana. He needs to bless. He needs to grace the jivatma to blossom with his jnana. So one, ajnana has to be driven away. Ignorance has to be driven away. Two, I need to blossom with my knowledge. For these two, a common sun would not be enough. So Bhagavan thought, let me send a more powerful sun. I am talking about two suns. S-O-N and S-U-N. Here the son Ramanuja was the son of Keshava Somayaji and he was the son to drive away the ignorance in this mundane world. Punyam Bhoja Vikasaya, to make the lotus blossom, the knowledge blossom. Punyam Bhoja Vikasaya. Papat Bhanta Kshayayacha, to drive away all ignorance from this earth. Papat Bhanta Kshayayacha. Shriman, Ramanuja is being referred to as Shriman in this verse. The reason is, he is not the pati. He is not the husband of Sri Devi Nachiyar. He is never the husband of Mahalakshmi. Then why is he called as Shriman? Kaikarya Shriman, Jnana Shriman, Bhakti Shriman. He was full. He was blessed with knowledge, blessed with devotion, blessed with bhakti, blessed with kaikarya, service to the Lord. So a person who is blessed with so much of prosperity, can he not be named as Shriman? Shriman, Avirabhut Bhumau. He descended in this world, Avirabhut Bhumau, Ramanuja Divakaraha. He was known as Ramanuja, the son Ramanuja. Ramanuja Divakaraha. He took birth. Initially, he started his career as an obedient student. And that's why he could further, later on, blossom to an abode of knowledge and devotion. If you are not an obedient student to start with, you will never be a store of knowledge later on. So Ramanuja was an obedient student. But he was not a student of a Sri Vaishnavite philosopher. He was not a student of a Visishtadvaita philosopher. He was a student of Yadava Prakasha. Yadava Prakasha was a scholar in those days. But he was not a scholar advocating Visishtadvaita philosophy. Later on, the philosophy of Ramanuja as we know today. It was not the philosophy of Ramanuja. It was a Vaidika philosophy. It was a philosophy as mentioned in the ancient scriptures, holy scriptures, Vedas. Ramanuja only brought them to light. He never discovered, he never invented. He only brought them to light. So this Vishishtadvaita was later on Ramanuja's philosophy. In those days, it was Advaita, because Shankaracharya was earlier in his time to Ramanuja, almost about 250 years earlier to Swami Ramanuja. He was born in a place called Kaladi. Shankaracharya's Advaitam philosophy says, it totally talks about non-dualism. That it's only one Brahman. Other than Brahman, nor his qualities, neither a divine form, nor any belongings to the Brahman, nothing is true. They are all not real. Everything except the Parabrahman is illusion. Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya, Jivo Brahma Iva Naparaha, Iti Vedanta Dindimaha. He upheld the Vedas to its spirit. Shankaracharya, one human service he has done to this society was, he made it a point that Vedas have to be believed to their spirit. Because his days were such, his days were the days of Bauddha and Jaina, when they were all propagating against the Vedas. I am not here to comment whether Advaitam was the right or wrong now. I am trying to impress upon you that Shankara took the job of establishing the authenticity of Vedas. That was his only aim. And he lived not for 100 years. He lived only for 32 years. If he had lived longer, he would have definitely preached Vishishtadvaita only. There is no doubt. He lived only for 32 years. At a younger age, your blood boils. So you can also talk as and what you like. But once you are old, only then devotion sets in. Only then detachment sets in. So Shankara was not fortunate enough to lead that later life. So there is no point in blaming him. He had done his job properly. As far as Shankara, he established the authenticity of Vedas. You might have all heard to Bhajagovindam, a famous popular singer has sung on Bhajagovindam. And a very popular statesman in India, he has commented, he has given a brief note before Bhajagovindam. And there he would mention that Shankara in his later days, please underline those words. Shankara, in his later days, has sung Bhajagovindam. Because as per his earlier philosophy of Advaitam, he cannot sing on anyone. He cannot praise anyone. If I need to praise, if I need to hail, I must immediately cognize the divine attributes of that person. But for attributes, I cannot sing about anyone. Can I keep on telling, this Brahman is Parabrahman, Nirguna Brahman, how long? I cannot. If I want to sing about my Lord, He has mercy, He has valor, He has power, He is omniscient. Once I agree to all these thrills, then I can talk pages and pages about my Lord. If I do not agree on anything, if everything is illusion, then it is better to keep your mouth shut. You cannot open your mouth. The moment I open, I recognize the listener. And that listener is illusionary. If it's so, I cannot open my mouth. So Shankaracharya had his own philosophy in his earlier days. Later on, he recognized this is not going to be of any use to him. I have achieved the job of establishing the four Vedas. Unfortunately, I am not blessed with a longer life to continue the job where I left. Let that be done by Ramanuja. So, having established, Ramanuja's period was not as bad as Shankara. There was no question about the veracity of the Vedas. Ramanuja did not have that problem. But the problem was on the interpretation of the Vedas. Whereas, during Shankara, the problem was very much the Vedas themselves. So, please note the difference between the time of Shankara and Swami Ramanuja. So, Ramanuja took up the job now to rightly interpret the meaning of the Vedas, for which he underwent the studies under the traditional study under Yadava Prakasha. Yadava Prakasha was also following a school of Advaita. He doesn't follow the school of Shankaracharya. In Advaitam, in non-dualism, you have got subtle differences. Shankara, Bhaskara, Yadava, Bhatta, Prabhakara. All the people are collectively known as Mayavadi. You can easily name them so. They all talk about Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya. The whole of this universe is illusion. Only one is real. So these people belong to that school, but they have got their own differences between themselves. So all these Mayavadis together, they advocated in those days. Ramanuja underwent his traditional studies with Yadava Prakasha. And he stays in two places. One, a place called Tiruppudkuzhi, where you find Girdhara Pushkarani, Purechu Nayanar, Vijayaraghava Perumal. Ramanuja underwent with Yadava Prakasha at Tiruppudkuzhi, as well as Sariyamanika Perumal Sannidhi near Kanchipuram. So these were the two places where Ramanuja first began as an obedient student. And that obedience, that when he underwent studies with Yadava Prakasha, that made him to be a knowledgeable person later on. He was a fund of knowledge. He was a fund of wisdom. And that all was possible since he underwent studies. Now we might have a question here. Why did he go and learn with Yadava Prakasha? Why not Yamunacharya? Yamunacharya was very much alive in the days of Ramanuja. Ramanuja's father would have definitely be introduced to Alavanda Yamunacharya. He would have had acquaintance to Yamunacharya. Even if he had not, he could have got himself acquainted to Ramanacharya. Why not? Why should he come and have the study with an Advaita philosopher, with a Mayavadi? The reason is, if I have to argue and establish my philosophy, I need to know my opponent before I open my mouth. If I do not know who my opponent is, I would keep on talking about my case. But finally, I will lose the battle. I need to know his philosophy first, more than my philosophy. So, in all the works of Swami Ramanuja, you will find a strong base of Advaitam rather than Vishishtadvaitam. You would write his Purvapaksham, Advaitam for 10 pages, but he will conclude in the last page, one page. He would have taught everything about Advaitam in 10 pages, but he would give a beautiful conclusion in one page. You can even go to any court. You take the case of a court case and the judgment that's given by a judge. He would just mention the plaintiff, the plaint, all the evidences. That will all go for pages and pages, for 200 pages. Last two pages would be the judgment. Judge would not take more than two pages to give his decision, but he would spend time in projecting the case properly. Ramanuja was a proper judge as well as an advocate for Vishishtadvaita philosophy. So he was kind enough, he was straightforward enough, honest enough to first go and learn Advaita philosophy before he opened his mouth on Vishishtadvaita philosophy. So Ramanuja, he underwent his training under Yadava Prakasha. He was a true student to Yadava Prakasha. Just because I have gone to the Acharya of some other school of thought, he never disrespected him. He respected him to the core, because the Shastra says, whoever your preceptor is, you need to respect him. Unless you do that, you won't be blessed with that knowledge. Gita Acharya in his Gita says, Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti dejnanam jnaninaha tattadarishina. O Arjuna, please go and plead to your preceptors. They would be kind enough to grace you. They will share their knowledge with you. But don't ever ask them like you are asking me now. Because Gita Acharya is seated as a charioteer. Arjuna is sitting as the owner in the chariot. Arjuna's feet touches the shoulder of Gita Acharya. Can you ever go and sit with your Acharya like this? So Krishna cautions Arjuna, don't go to your Acharya. Don't sit on his head. Please go prostrate to him. Plead with him. If you do so, they share your knowledge. And it is their grace which will make you knowledgeable and wise. Ramanuja just believed in the words of Yadava Prakasha. One fine day, this is when he got triggered into Shivaitam Vishishtadvaita philosophy. He was undergoing a calm course. He was undisturbed. On one day, when Ramanuja was serving Yadava Prakasha, he was having his bath. On a day when he was serving, Yadava Prakasha was interpreting a particular verse from the Vedas, from the Upanishads. The verse, the mantra goes like this. Tatyatha, Tapyasam, Kundarikam, Evamakshini. Evamakshini, in Sanskrit you have singular, dual and plural. The word Akshi refers to your eye. Akshi, அக்ஷினி அக்ஷீணி இஸ் பி கேர்ஃபுல் ஆன் த சப்தமஞ்சரி பார்ட். அக்ஷி அக்ஷினி அக்ஷி இஸ் ஒன் ஐ, அக்ஷினி டூ ஐஸ், அக்ஷீணி மோர் தென் டூ ஐஸ். அக்ஷி அக்ஷினி அக்ஷீணி த சாஸ்திர மென்ஷன் தத்ய யதா தப்யாசம் புண்டரீகம் ஏவம் அக்ஷினி. பகவான்ஸ் ஐஸ் த பரபிரம்மம்ஸ் ஐஸ் தே ஆர் ஈக்வல் டு புண்டரீக லோட்டஸ் அண்ட் த புண்டரீக இஸ் தப்யாசம் புண்டரீகம் ஏவம் அக்ஷினி. சாஸ்திரம் இஸ் குவாலிஃபைங் தட் லோட்டஸ். ஹவு டிட் இட் குவாலிஃபை? இட் குவாலிஃபைட் ஆஸ் தப்யாசம். யாதவ பிரகாஷா இஸ் இன்டர்பிரட்டிங் த மீனிங் ஆஃப் தப்யாசம் இஸ் தபி a monkey, asam the anus of a monkey, tapyasam the anus of a monkey would look red, it will be reddish in color. A lotus is also reddish and so is Bhagavan's divine eyes. His eyes would also look red. Ramaha rattanta lochana kariyavaki pudavarand mulirund shabari odi neendava periyavaya kangal. Even today you can have the same darshan if you go to Sri Lanka. You can have the same darshan if you go to Tirukkudandai, Kumbakonam. So Bhagavan even today stands as interpretation of that Vedic verse. Now Vyadava Prakasha, he gave the example, it was a wrong interpretation. He told the eyes look like lotus, Pundarikam, and the lotus is as red as the anus of a monkey. Ramanuja could not believe this. He was totally dejected by this interpretation. He felt very sad on hearing to this. He shed tears and the tears touched the hands of Yadava Prakasha. Yadava Prakasha looked at Ramanuja. I think you are not happy. Are you not happy with my interpretation? Ramanuja said, it's not the question of being happy. One, it's wrong interpretation. Two, it hurts me a lot. It's not the question of being unhappy. It hurts me. Can you ever equate the worst part of the worst animal to the best part of the best man? You cannot do so. Bhagavan is Purushottama and his best part in his divine form is his lotus eyes. Now the best part of Bhagavan is his lotus eyes. And out of the Lord, out of the animals too, monkey is the worst. And in a monkey's body, its anus would be the worst. When you are trying to equate the worst of the worst to the best of the best, it's totally wrong and it will never be agreed by Nyaya, Tarka, Mimamsa, Shastra. So no one is going to agree, not only all Tarka, Mimamsa, with any one of our preceptors agree. Right from day one, Ramanuja, even though he will argue with the support of Tarka, Nyaya, Mimamsa, at the end, he will only quote the words of their preceptors. He will argue, he will establish things, but finally he would say that, I think I have wasted time in arguing with you. My preceptors have already established this. I need not talk with you anymore. So he was one who firmly believed on Shishtacharam, on our Purvacharya, Acharam and Anuttanam. Thus, when he told Yadava Prakasha, I am not able to digest your interpretation. Yadava Prakasha said, if you have any more, kindly come out with it. And that was when these were the first writings of Swami Ramanuja. He started to write here and then on it continued to be Vedartha Sangraham, Sara, Deepa, Shibhashyam, all there, they all started here. You need a bija, you need a seed to start somewhere. Nammalvar started as Attaitinna Ange Kadakum and Ramanuja starts his sayings as the initial sayings, they go like this. Now you had told me about the Pundarika. Now let me rightly interpret the word. Now the problem is in Kapyasam. It's not in Pundarikam, it is not in Pundarikaksham. The problem lies in Tapyasam, Tapi Asam. Ramanuja said, Gambhirambha Samudbhuta, Sumishta Nala, Radhikara Vikasita, Pundarika Dala Amalaya Tekshana. This is a long sentence, interpretation given by Ramanuja. Now, Rayado Prakasha could not believe. I think we are trying to interpret one word, Tapyasam. And you are trying to add 10 words to it now. I have asked you the meaning for one. Ramanuja said, I am trying to give the meaning for one only. And the meaning is so long. The reason is, Shastras would use minimum words to communicate the maximum meaning possible. So this Shastra has used the word Kapyasam. Kapi, Asam. It means, Gambhirambha Samudbhuta. Kam Pibati Ti Kapihi. Kam, water. Kam Pibati. Water is drunk by sun, Surya. Kam Pibati Ti Kapihi.